640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The White House confirms Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend its truce another 2 days. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Now, in order to extend the pause, Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further, and that will depend upon Hamas continuing to release hostages.
Americans are among them.
Well, it's less than 10, probably in the neighborhood of, you know, about 8 to 9. But we don't necessarily have firm, solid information on each and every one of them.
The Red Cross says 11 hostages were released today. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We welcome the pause in the fighting, and this has enabled the release of hostages and enabled the delivery of support to the people of Gaza.
The original 4-day deal was set to expire today. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state prison in Green Bay is a powder keg waiting to blow. That's according to Alloway Village President Jim Rafter, who says the aging lockup is a danger to the whole community. He says state leaders need to put their differences aside and find a solution.
We need the governor and the legislature to come together and say, okay, we have a problem. That problem is GBCI. It's not safe, and we need to replace it. So what's the best path forward?
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The owners of the condemned Waukesha condo have had their insurance battle come to an unfavorable end. A recent ruling by a federal judge denied their lawsuit against Travelers Insurance. The owners had sought compensation after the city of Waukesha ordered the evacuation of the Horizon West condo building due to structural issues. Travelers successfully argued that the condo's insurance policy does not cover home loss resulting from demolition. Drivers traveling along 43 will see a temporary change as the Michigan Avenue exit will be unavailable for about 2 weeks. The DOT initiated the closure of the northbound exit ramp to Michigan last night, aiming to facilitate repairs to the barrier wall. Additionally, during off-peak times late at night, the 43 southbound ramp to 794 East will also be closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickell says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped on two other fourth. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. cloudy this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs around 23. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of flurries again tonight, 11. High of 23 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two of the big show. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Cyber Monday, Mr. Zommers. Do you do a lot of cyber? Yeah, you have your Thanksgiving. And let me just say, by the way, what did we need? Oh, I know. one slight mishap, nothing major, but we put out the rolls, like we buy the frozen bread rolls, dinner right. rolls. We put them out to raise on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we got doing other things and talking and kind of forgot about it. And so they raised up a little high. We tried baking them and it was still edible. They just didn't look pretty. So I thought, well, Walmart has to be open. So I go out and get some new frozen bread at Walmart Thanksgiving morning. By golly, they were closed. And I was really? Happy. And I was happy about yeah. it. I was happy about it. I was thankful. So Walmart was not open on Thanksgiving. I know many places have stopped being open Thanksgiving, and I support that 100%.
Absolutely. Me too.
So you had Thanksgiving, then you had Black Friday, where, you know, people go in and fight over Cabbage Patch Kids or whatever they do now. And then you had Small Business Saturday, encouraging people to shop in your hometown, which I always encourage people and try to do myself whenever possible. And then you have today is Cyber Monday, where you have all these deals, supposedly many deals from places like Amazon, which, by the way, is a mixed bag, because while they do offer jobs, many of these places, Amazon folks are like union busters and kind of work their poor people, you know, to the bone, basically. So I'm mixed on Amazon, but today is cyber. Are you a Cyber Monday shopper, Mr. Zommers?
Before the Black Friday cyber weekend thing expanded into a month-long sale, yes, I was a really big Cyber Monday person. I would shop for gifts from all the like nerdy, geeky really? Websites because they always had good Cyber Monday deals, or computer parts, because I, starting in middle school, have built computers.
Wow.
Which it's for those of you who don't know how it works, it sounds more impressive than it is. It's basically just buying components and plugging them in. Like, it's a little more than that, but not that much. So Cyber Monday would be when the really good computer component sales were on websites like Newegg, which I no longer support because they've started doing some real shady stuff.
Okay. It's a bad egg, is what you're telling me.
It's a bad egg. That's neither here nor there. Basically, the answer is used to be yes. Now,
So. I'm just not a big online shopper anyway. And I know that I'm probably in the minority with a lot of people. I worked in retail for like 4 years. Ended up being a manager at L.L. Bean here in Madison. Fine store. But you see people, like, I didn't realize this until I started working in retail, which also has a very strong online shopping component as well. And actually, L.L. Bean was very well situated to, for the pandemic, when online shopping went through the roof, of course. And, but even after the pandemic, you get people that buy, like, I'm not making this up, 6 or 8 pair of the same pants or whatever. And then they keep one and bring 6 back to the store. And I'm just like, you have to have a lot of money. Speaking of cash on hand in the last hour, you got to have a lot of money in your bank account to buy, you know, 6 pairs of slacks or jeans and $100 a pop. And then say, well, I could just float that until I get that money back in my card when I return it.
And if you have to go to the store anyway, why not just go there and try them on? However, the one way I do see this is if you know you fit in between some weird sizes. Like for me, there have been times where I went to Kohl's and I was like, all right, I need a black pair of dress pants.
Yeah.
Should be very easy to find at Kohl's. And I found one pair of pants across 3 different Kohl's locations that was my size and it was ripped.
Well, and that's another thing now too, on the argument for one of the arguments for shopping online is that the supply chain has still not fully caught up to
this was relatively recently.
And so you're like, well, sure, I'll try to go shop in person, but then I can't find the item that I want. Anyway, it's another never ending battle. But, you know, if you have a Cyber Monday deal you think we ought to know about, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I also know that some local retailers are offering deals online as well. So you can still support local, but do the online thing and have things shipped to your house.
I know Dane by Local, local company in Dane County, shockingly enough from the name, does a lot of stuff with that, with allowing stores to have an online presence.
So anyway, if you can shop local, like I say, I'm just not a big online shopper because it's too complicated for me and I'm intimidated by it. I like to go see a person and try something on, or I'm a very tactile person. So I like to pick it up, see how it feels or whatever, and it's all part of the holidays to me. Is kind of being out amongst people and shopping. We've kind of quit doing big gifts in the family, but still buy a couple of things. So
yeah, for me, the main reason I ever got into online shopping, besides just growing up with the internet, was that, like I mentioned before, geeky gifts, and like nerdy things, quirky nerd culture, like video game related gifts, used to be hard to find. Now you can buy them anywhere. Now I could buy those in person, but if I wanted to get Legend of Zelda t-shirt for one of my friends in 7th grade, I would have had to buy it online.
I wonder if Adam and Eve have any online deals today.
You know, they probably do. And I don't feel like checking that on the work network.
I don't think anyone in our household ever like purchased anything, but we used to, like, in the junk mail, Adam and Eve, the little small, you know,
like physical adult mail from them?
Adult is back in the 80s. There used to be an Adam and Eve catalog, but it wasn't like a full catalog. It was like a TV guide size or whatever. And it had, like, you know, feathery bras or something like that. I don't know.
50% off 2 items and free shipping.
At Adam and Eve. Well, that's fantastic. If that's what you're looking for you or your significant other, 50% off. I mean, at Adam and Eve, if you take off 50%, you're not much left. Anyway, we digress. It is 13 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Well, first of all, let's see. Our friend Jay over in London across the pond in the UK, Jay is calling in. Jay, welcome back to the show. I know you all don't, celebrate Thanksgiving over there in the UK, but we hope you had a nice weekend. But are you a cyber shopper, Jay? Or do you do Cyber Monday?
No, I'm like you, my brother. I want to feel my things.
Exactly. Exactly right. Who doesn't? Well, that's
I want to feel my things.
And do you now do they have like nice, because you know over here, you know, Americans, we have a very, you know, especially for those of us who have not visited the UK before, we have a very distorted view of things in the UK, at least I do. Like in my mind, I want to go back to like Charles Dickens era, and you know, it's like you go down to like the local candlestick maker and you buy like a candle or something.
Your haberdashery.
Yeah. I mean, are there still shops like that in London that you could go to? Or is it just like all Macy's and Dolce & Gabbana or something?
No, you have Charles Dickens shop type you can go to. You see all the people going in there. Sometimes I can pop in and check it and say, oh. Or probably when you go to these charity shops, like the British Heart Foundation. Normally, when I'm not wearing some of the clothes, I take them there. But when you go there, it's just like a Charles Dickens shop.
Well, very good. See, A Christmas Carol is one of my favorite all-time holiday Christmas stories. I love it. I think it'd be fun to spend, or at least spend part of the time in the UK over the holidays, just to experience it.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. Jay, and how long have you lived in London, Jay? Well, apparently Jay has gone shopping. Jay is there. Jay is, and it's fine. She's we're always happy to hear from her. Thank you, Jay, for calling in. Not sure whether it's on our end or yours, but we lost the connection there. But thank you, Jay, very much for calling in. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're a little Trump heavy on the news today, but again, this is kind of catching up over the last 5 days or so. And I saw this on rawstory.com, and I wanted to bring it to your attention, wanted to get your take on it, because it's something that our colleague and friend Matt Flynn has talked about on his show, which follows ours immediately after ours at 2 o'clock. And that is, as all of these trials get going or continue, as Trump faces 91 federal indictments, he keeps getting mouthier and mouthier. And I'm not just talking about calling somebody a schmuck or whatever. He's either directly or indirectly or retweeting direct threats to judges in his cases, to clerks on his cases. And now the former head of the Republican National Committee is urging the courts to put Trump in jail. I want to get your reaction. Do you believe that it is time for Donald Trump to rightfully be put in jail, if only for a little time, to just shut him up and stop this abuse of the courts? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
I know, I certainly think so. As we and other people have said time and time again, if he was anybody else, he would have been in jail long ago for continually violating the gag order and threatening the safety of the people who are trying to just oversee the law.
And this is the rub, right? What Mr. Zommer said is absolutely true. But I believe, and others like Matt Flynn and others who are smarter than me have said, the court is in a very tenuous position between not wanting to feed into the untruths by the Trump folks, the MAGA folks, who are saying that justice is being weaponized and, you know, they're just coming after locking your opponents up. That's the narrative on the other side. And you don't want to feed into that and say, well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So how do you balance that between also upholding the law that if applied to us, we'd be in jail? Should Trump be in jail for his comments? 844-967-2789. As Matt says, we see you on the lines. Do not go anywhere. Your calls are next on the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 24 now past the hour, 1 o'clock. We apologize to our listeners across the network. Few technical difficulties on our end. We apologize for the dead air, but those of you still sticking around, we appreciate that. Thanks for being with us here as we continue to work on things throughout the show. 24 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. before the break, talking about this story, according to rawstory.com, reacting to Donald Trump reposting a threat from one of his followers calling for the citizens' arrest of Judge Arthur Egeron and New York Attorney General Lolita James on his Truth Social account. Former RNC chair Michael Steele told an MSNBC host that the time has come to arrest and jail the former president. Speaking with host Ayman Mohaldin about yet another attack by the former president on the judge and attorney general, Steele bluntly stated, quote, put his ass in jail, unquote, to send the former president a message. In total, Steele exclaimed, quote, it's enormously dangerous. I'm shocked that we have allowed this to get this far. I'm just going to use my best analysis that I could give you at this point on this situation with Trump and the attacks on the judges. Put him in jail. That's how you end it. This is how it stops. Now, yeah, Steele went on to say, people will be mad. They'll be upset. But there is no other person on this planet, certainly not in this country, who would be given the kind of grace that Donald Trump has been given to run his mouth the way he has. Attacking the clerks, attacking the judges, attacking the prosecutors, personally threatening them. Steele went on to say, we've shown the evidence when he does this, we've shown the evidence when he does that, how his base responds. And so the system is getting pulverized from within by Trump and is being pressed to the umpteenth corner that it could go in trying to appease him and allowing him to be free while he's still behaving this way, unquote. That is all from Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. Do you feel that it is time that Donald Trump be jailed, even for a day or two or a week, just to send him the message that you cannot be threatening officers of the court which are overseeing your case? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Ross in Middleton. Ross, thanks for holding. We appreciate you hanging on. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I think Michael Steele's right. I think that he should go to jail. Or at least I'm going to believe that the justice system is still fairly reasonable and that the judge is giving him every sort of benefit of the doubt. And that at some point, I think the threat will be sort of thrown out there and maybe actually followed through where he spent the day in jail. But I don't think it's going to matter. I think, I think most of us realize that Trump's whole sort of current campaign since he lost has been one of being the martyr, of being the one that's been picked on. And I think this just would totally fall into this mindset that these people who live in an alternate universe, in a universe where if they can't make sense out of the one that you and I live in, create this alternate universe in which all forces seem to be pitted against them. And so his spending time in jail would just feed into this weaponized DOJ. And it's just, and it's so hard, it's so frustrating, is that there's this majority of Americans or a big chunk of Americans that follow and sort of believe this, or at least don't pay enough attention. But what they hear is Trump saying, I'm a martyr. They don't hear the reasonable side of the argument. They kind of think, oh, boy, Trump's getting picked on. So I think in some ways, Steele's right. He needs to go. I think that'll ultimately help his sort of story that he's created of just being this great martyr.
Great call, Ross. Great insight. Really appreciate it. I agree with everything Ross said. I think that it should happen. But again, then you're just perpetuating the narrative on the other side. It's a tough position for these judges to be in. Not a tough position to join us next. Don't go anywhere. More of the Todd Allbowles Show coming straight ahead. We hope on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin commuters say a second Amtrak round trip from St. Paul through Milwaukee to Chicago will make their lives easier. Passenger Christian Bird speaking with ABC News.
It would be easier to leave in the afternoon because it's kind of like herding cats when you're getting a little kid out the door.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. COVID-19 rates in Milwaukee County appear to be spiking after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. About 99 people in Milwaukee County are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's 50% more than a week ago. The county's chief health policy advisor is urging people to get the latest booster shot. It's designed to guard against the specific strains going around this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The cause of a Thanksgiving Day fire in Waukesha is still under investigation. The fire department successfully rescued one person from the second floor of the apartment. They're hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The estimated damage to the apartment on Arcadian and Oakland is about $50,000. Drivers on 43 can expect a temporary change as the Michigan Avenue exit will be closed for about 2 weeks. The DOT says it's to facilitate necessary repairs on the barrier wall. During late night off-peak hours, the southbound ramp from 43 to 794 East, which passes beneath Michigan, will also be closed. Gas prices locally are down about a nickel from before the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA has the Waukesha average at $2.84 a gallon today, with it more expensive in all surrounding counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickle says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped on two other fourth. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Cloudy this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Highs around 23. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of flurries again tonight 11. High of 23 tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is now 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along talking about this story at rawstory.com, where over the weekend on MSNBC, former Republican chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, had it and said, in his opinion, as a former head of the Republican Party, he feels it's time to put Trump in jail, at least for a few hours, a couple of days, to get him to understand that no one is above the law when it comes to making and perpetuating these attacks on judges, on clerks, on prosecutors, threatening them in the cases in which he is involved. To Ross's point, the caller before the break, and we said this at the top of this segment, there is another opinion out there that, yes, while you and I would never get away with this and still be free on the street, we'd be found in contempt and put in jail. That's true, but that in applying the law equally to Trump in this case, you would only feed into the narrative of his base in which they think that the Justice Department is being weaponized. And it would really incite possibly, keyword possibly, more violence. So it's a difficult being. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jay has called back from London now that we have the connection reconnected. Jay, thanks for calling back. What say you?
Okay, sir. I've been here for 30 minutes. I know you were asking about that before.
The what?
13 years before. You were asking about how long have I been here.
Oh, yes. How long have you been in the UK, Jay?
What? 13.
Wow. Okay, very good. Do you have any feelings on this, whether Trump should be put in jail and found in contempt of court for threatening either directly or retweeting threats on the judge or prosecutor?
Who among us will not go to jail if we do that to any jury or the justice system?
Right.
But the double standard, Todd, the double standard is mind-blowing. Do you think any Democratic president or apparent nominee or anyone will get away with what this Republican Party today are getting away with?
Right. No, it's true. I don't think anybody else would, and that's the point that Michael Steele was making, that nobody else would get away from it or get away with it. Appreciate the call, Jay. Thanks for calling back. Have a great day or a great night over there in the UK. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, always a pleasure to have you on the show. What say you? Karina, you're on the air, my friend. Go ahead. Are you there, Karina? Well, welcome back to Karina. Karina, if you're there, we'll come back to you in a second. Let's go to Sussex and Gary in Sussex. We appreciate you listening, Gary. What say you?
Okay, well, you know that I'm a conservative, and there is a double standard here against Trump and Biden. They're not charging Biden with having any of the papers, these secure papers, top secret stuff, in his garage, in his office, in some college that he was being a teacher at or whatever it was, but they want to do Trump. Now, if they charge Trump with any crimes at all, and he's not clean. I'm sure he's done all sorts of crazy things, just like everybody else does. But if they take a former president of the United States, throw him in prison, I guarantee you there's going to be riots like we have never seen before. And the thing is that, go ahead.
No, I was curious, like, if we set aside whether or not, I mean, you could certainly feel that President Biden should be charged with things. We'll put that aside for a second. Simply that if anyone, regardless of whether they're a former or current or anything else present or not, if you or I, Gary, had charges pending against us, rightly or wrongly, it doesn't really matter. But if we had charges pending against us and we were going in the middle of a trial And we said the kind of things and put out the attacks on any steward of the court, you and I would be found in contempt and we'd be sitting behind bars. Can you agree on that?
Oh, 100%. We live under different standards than Donald Trump or any person like Joe Biden or his brother or Hunter Biden or any of that stuff. Well, you and I were different stuff. We'd be thrown in jail.
I guess the question is, do you think that the law should be applied equally and fairly? And not, we'll set aside the charges for a second, but just the fact that once charged, if any of us would make say these things against the court, these threats, and put it out there. I mean, do you think the law should be applied equally in this case? Or, to your point, do you think it does more harm than good and would incite riots and whatnot with the MAGA folks if Trump, because it feeds into the narrative, right? It feeds into the narrative that Trump likes to talk about.
Right. But the thing is, Todd, you know, you get football players that are being charged with sexual rape and all sorts of stuff. Most of this stuff just disappears. These guys pay these girls off $2 million and they don't go to prison. And the thing is that there are double standards. Do I believe that they should, you know, we should all, the law apply to all of us? Absolutely, 100% yes. It makes me sick how these football players, basketball players, and these actors, singers can get away with what they do just by paying them off. You know,
Kobe Bryant's deceased. I'd rather not talk about the dead that can't defend themselves. But I think your point is well. Your point is well taken. That, you know, let's talk about O.J. Simpson for a minute. Anybody that doesn't think O.J. Simpson didn't murder two people, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. But I think you bring up a good point. That certainly there are two systems of justice, one for people of wealth that can buy high-end attorneys who know the loopholes, the law, and those people who have to do public defender. Have a public defender, and not to pick up public defenders, but I mean, if you have a public defender or a lesser attorney rather than a team of $800 an hour attorneys, you're probably, the $800 attorney's team is probably going to get you a better deal. And there are two systems that way.
Correct.
Appreciate the point of view, Gary. Thanks so much. You're always welcome on the show. Thanks for calling in. Let's go back to Karina. Karina, let's see if we've established you in Milwaukee. Karina, what say you?
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Finally.
Appreciate you hanging with us. I appreciate you hanging with us. What do you think on this? Do you think Trump should be treated the same as everyone and spend a little time behind bars to cool him down? Or do you think that just incites people?
Well, the people who are on the Trump side of the deal, no matter what, they're just looking for something to yell about it and be unhappy. So let them be. But the thing is, for a whole country and the whole world, America, once again, will show that this is a fair country. This is a country where people coming in and feel themselves free and feel that there is a law, that there is, no matter how much money you have or don't, or somebody who can whistle around a law and maybe wear off the justice system that they tired and they don't want to see. Because right now, it looks like that the whole apparatus is just making sure, God forbid, with the 90 felonies or whatever it is, we wouldn't hurt his feelings. Because he has a completely insane people behind him,
right?
Then we're afraid of him.
Yeah,
the whole country is afraid of him.
Well,
this is exactly what it is. This man should stay not in the jail, but in the state mental institution.
Karina, appreciate the point of view. Appreciate your passion, your enthusiasm. I think that. These judges, again, are trying to weigh this out, because if they put him behind bars for 1 or 2 days, even a week, he's probably not going to change his behavior. He'll just use that to raise more money and incite people. And I think the judges, not to assume too much, but I think they're trying to weigh that, right? Between, you know, they don't want to make the situation worse. It's a unique defendant. We've never had this before in the country's history. And so I think they're trying to take that into consideration. That's my point of view. I'm not sure, but always, oh, go ahead, Karina.
No, what I'm saying is I understand completely that he can, you know, his crowd can make him mortar, right, and everything like that. It's always a problem when you have a leader like this, half crazy. But the thing is, he is dangerous.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
dangerous for
I agree
the
with
system.
You.
He's dangerous for the justice system. Mm-hmm. He's dangerous for the people who work for the justice system. And this is just simply wrong.
Appreciate your call. As always, Karina, thanks so much for hanging with us today. Really appreciate it. Karina in Milwaukee, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go over to beautiful Lake Mills. Nick in Lake Mills listening in. We appreciate it. Nick, what say you?
Hey, how you doing? This kind of goes to what your previous caller was talking about, and which I think it's odd, you know, conservatives, he sounds like a reasonable guy. But I don't know how conservatives pride themselves on there's really no gray area. Things are black or things are white. Things are right or things are wrong. And how he equates Joe Biden having some documents left over after his presidency with Donald Trump. Donald Trump holding on to him for like 2 years and lying and fighting him the whole way and obstructing justice. And Biden gets subpoenaed for him or whatever. He turns him over. Here you are. This is what. Do whatever you got to do, and complies with the law. So it's not they're just picking on Donald Trump. He was obstructing justice. It's two completely different animals.
Right.
So I just somebody that prides themselves on linear thinking, that you're either a man or a woman or it's that would try to like smash those two together to make it something, some kind of political. As far as riots,
right?
Threatening riots. Let them happen. It's free will. If you riot, then you get arrested. You destroy property, you get arrested, you go to jail. And that's coming from me, a progressive. And I don't care if it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter, whoever it is. If you're out when you're not supposed to be out and you break something you're not supposed to break and you're trespassing, then the law applies. Then you get arrested. The law is the law, and that's... I'll take your comments off the air.
Sure. Appreciate it, Nick. Nick and Lake Mills, appreciate you calling in. And if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Appreciate Nick's passion. And I agree with him. You know, Gary is a longtime listener. We appreciate it. And we might not always see things the same way, but appreciate him always being respectful. And we can disagree sometimes without being disagreeable. And that's why I kind of separated it out that, you know, let's not talk about whether someone was charged or not. Let's just simply look at it from the lens of whoever it is, whether it's me or you or Trump or Biden. If anybody is charged with a crime, indicted, and they're found, you find yourself in a court of law and you start threatening officers of the court, that's very serious stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Summers, but I think the caller, Gary, agreed that, yeah, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, we're in agreement there. We may agree on whether what charges should have come, but we agree that it doesn't matter who you are. You shouldn't be attacking officers of the court. To Nick's point, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not certainly not a judge, but these are unprecedented times. This is an unprecedented case. Not only that, it's never happened before, as Gilligan would say on Gilligan's Island. And so because this has never happened before, I think these judges are weighing things very carefully. And I've worked for an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I've worked for an attorney. I've been in state courtrooms, local courtrooms, federal courtrooms. And judges take their responsibility to the community very seriously. At least most judges do. And I think these judges are doing the same thing. They're trying to weigh out the public good. I wouldn't want to be on that bench, and I'll defer to them. But yes, I think that people should be treated the same regardless of who we are. We'll treat sports the same when we come back. Packers, Badgers.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Bar.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to The Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from top of the hour national news, a quick check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, will be in with his great program, Matt Flynn Direct, taking us to the front lines of history being made each and every day. Matt, I have a feeling Matt is ready to go. I haven't talked to him. We occasionally do, and it's always a pleasure. But Matt seems to me the kind of guy who enjoys a good Thanksgiving meal. I can see him with a natty sweater sitting there carving the roast beast. A turkey, enjoying. I've never talked to him about this. To me, and I like a good red wine, but to me, Matt Flynn is the kind of guy who really knows his wine. I mean, he's been around a while and he's seen a lot of things, and I can only imagine the fine wine that Matt Flynn had for Thanksgiving.
I could definitely see that. And yeah, I bet after bottling it up for 2 days, he would have been on the air, and then having this long holiday weekend, I'm sure he is ready to go.
He is tan, rested, and ready. Not to compare him to Nixon, but I mean he's ready to go. He is set. He and Kelvin are set to bring you 2 hours of great broadcasting. You are not going to want to miss it. The Matt Flynn Direct program coming up immediately after our show, after the news at 2 o'clock. Do not miss it. Want to cover a couple of sports things from over the weekend, and then get to tonight. And this is fantastic. Speaking of our colleagues, did you tune in this morning to the Earl Ingram show? The first hour, of course, every Monday is Under the Helmet with the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
I did not. However, I heard some of what happened on it.
This is fantastic. Now, last week, and they do this great program on out of Waukesha on WAUK, airs across most of the network. And they do under the helmet with the grave digger, because Gilbert Brown, a great Green Bay Packer, his nickname was the grave digger because he would shut offenses down. And Earl and Gilbert know each other a long time. Earl, great host of the Earl Ingram show every morning from 8 until 10. And I don't know the full story, and God help him, but he's a Detroit Lion fan. A Detroit Lion fan, you understand. And Gilbert lives in Detroit, but he is a lifelong, he said this morning, a Green Bay Packer by blood. He's going to live and die a Packer. So last week on the show, last Monday, prior to Thanksgiving, Earl started running his mouth and started saying there's no way that Detroit is going to lose that game. There is no way that Green Bay is going to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. To which Gilbert Brown took exception, and so they made a bet. And the bet was that if the Lions won, then Gilbert Brown had to give Earl an autographed jersey. And Earl didn't want one of these like cheap ones you buy at Kohl's.
He wanted the real deal.
He wanted the real authentic jersey, and Gilbert said, fine, I'll do it. But if the Packers won, then Earl had to dye his silver mane black. I mean, Earl is the epitome of a silver daddy. I mean, he has a beautiful head. Earl has more hair, and he's knocking on the door of 70 and knocking on it pretty hard. He has more hair at 70 than I do at 54. So I got nothing to brag about, you understand? He has a beautiful silver mane.
But I would agree, yes.
The bet was that if the Packers won, that Earl had to dye his hair and his beard, his goatee, jet black. And Gilbert this morning called the bet. And Gilbert Brown said he wants Earl to look like Rudy Giuliani with that dye running down the side of his face. And they're going to take a picture. So the Packers won. It was a big victory for the Packers. They pummeled Detroit. Pummeled them. And now the Pack, buying Jordan Love, they are in the hunt, as they say on Fox. They are in the hunt for a playoff spot. Who would have thought that a while back?
I wouldn't have.
I would not have thought that either.
I just kind of assumed this would be a throwaway year and that they'd figure out their groove for next year.
Right. But the Packers are in the hunt for a playoff spot. They play, I believe, Kansas City at Green Bay, which of course brings up, will the Swifties be at Lambeau Field? I mean,
yes.
You know, that's what I really want to see. I want to see Earl Ingram with his new jet black dye job up in the booth with Taylor Swift. Can you imagine?
That would be something.
That would be fun. That I could just retire at that point because I will have seen it all. So we'll see. We'll see. So the Packers are doing well. And then the Badgers, it was, you know, are the new coach or not so new anymore, but you have Luke Fickell. You have Luke Fickell for the Wisconsin Badgers, the new coach there. And over on the Gophers side, Minnesota, you've got the incomparable PJ Fleck, which incomparable not used in a complimentary way in that situation. So you had the Flexters versus the Fixters. And it turned out in the battle of the Fick versus the Fleck, the Fick got the better of the Fleck. And the Wisconsin Badgers went up there to Minnesota and drove it home and knocked Minnesota off. They brought the axe back home, the Paul Bunyan axe that is back where it belongs in Madison, Wisconsin. And we thought that in doing so, that the Badgers had knocked Minnesota out of a bowl game. They finished 5-7. Wisconsin finished the regular season at 7-5. Minnesota 5-7. But in the final game of Saturday night out in Hawaii, Hawaii kicked like a 58-yard field goal with no time left to beat Colorado State. And in doing so, I can't explain it to you, but all the ways the numbers line up, Colorado State lost the last available bowl bid, and somehow or another, Minnesota, with a record of 5-7, still gets to go to some bowl game somewhere.
So it may have been the first Flick Feck face-off, or Fick Fleck face-off,
yeah.
But it is not the final.
Well, unless PJ Fleck, unless Fleck gets canned over the offseason, which they probably won't because they've bought into the whole row the boat thing up there. And so anyway, coming up tonight on the Civic Media app across the Badger Sports Network, the Wisconsin men's basketball team in action tonight against Western Illinois at the Kohl Center. It is on the Big Ten Network on TV, or better yet, on the Civic Media Radio Network, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory, and on the Civic Media app, 6 p.m. tip-off for the Wisconsin men's basketball game tonight. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers and all of you for listening and hanging with us. Don't go anywhere. Our friend Matt Flynn is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS